Denver Alternative. Only on Indy 101.5 CIOI.
Welcome to Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour. Today our theme is sea creatures.
Yeah, and what kind of sea creatures are we going to play songs about today?
Dolphins, whales,
yep.
Especially fish.
Yep. Lots of sea creatures.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll just say lots, not all the names.
Yeah, leave some mystery so they have to listen to the whole show.
Dun, 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 dun.
What kind of sea creature are we going to start out with?
We started with at the seaside, and up next there's fishing, and little three fishies.
Yeah. Okay, so... Who made this song coming up called Fish?
Mr. Scruff.
Mr. Scruff. You know what record label he was on?
What?
Ninja Tune. Rowan's got a soft spot for ninjas.
Warrior.
Ninja Warrior, too, yeah. But that's a whole different theme. I do want to say that not all of the facts in this song are accurate. Trout do not have underwater weapons, even though it sounds like it in the song. That'd be cool, though. Underwater lasers. And then we're going to hear two more fish songs in this first set of sea creatures on Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour. So stay tuned.
For Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour.
Yeah. live on fish and catch them by diving on them from a great height. Deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, gliding down through the dark green water. He could breathe underwater because he had amphibious nostrils. On the way down, he passed hundreds of trout of different sizes. Trout are freshwater fish and have underwater weapons.
Don't you go, Dunyan.
Trout are very valuable and immensely powerful.
Keep away from the trout.
Why should it be that the fish in the sea are all unable to sing?
Just listen to me, young fellow. What need is there for fish to sing when I can roar and bellow?
Fish, fish, fish.
Fish.
Thank you.
but the same turn they turned on their tails. And back to the poo and the maddie they fam, and they fam, and they fam back over the dam. Whoop, whoop, get 'em, down 'em, run 'em, shoo! Whoop, whoop, get 'em, down 'em, run 'em, shoo! Whoop, whoop.
All right, Rowan, so who sang that last song?
Three Little Fishies?
Yeah.
Spike Jones.
Spike Jones being a goofball. They should really have called it Twee Little Fitties.
Yeah.
I think Ollie would like that song. We should play it for him when he gets back up here.
Yeah.
And then before that,
we
heard...
It too.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, eh? Spike Jones is really funny. We've played him on our show before. And let's see, we had fishing before that, and by who?
Tomorrow Comes Someday. Someday.
Yeah, Tomorrow Comes Someday. Their self-titled album from the 60s. And we started off that set with Mr. Scruff. And now it's time for the Science Corner. We have two songs coming up. One about a dolphin and one about porpoise. So that got us to wondering, what's the difference between a dolphin and a porpoise? Well, Rowan's going to tell us all about it.
Dolphins have longer noses, bigger mouths, more curved dorsal fins, and longer, leaner bodies than porpoises. The harbor porpoise has small pointed flippers and no beak. The dorsal fin is small and triangle-shaped.
So, dolphins have long noses and a more curved fin on top. And a porpoise doesn't really have a nose.
Doesn't have, like, a nose or a beak. It has a more triangular shaped fin on the top.
Mm-hmm. And they're a little bit rounder than a dolphin.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. We learned something. Let's see. What's the dolphin song that we have queued up here?
Daniel Dolphin. And then the porpoise song. And then the porpoise song is called Porpoise Song 3, Theme from Head.
Yeah, that's from a movie called Head by a band called The Monkees. We've played The Monkees before, too, on our show. We love The Monkees here at Cuckoo Bananas. And monkeys love bananas.
Yeah.
And then what about after the porpoise song?
Burl Ives the Whale.
Yeah. Some classic Burl Ives for you. But we're going to start with Daniel the Dolphin by The Free Design.
Or, as I think it is, The Freak Design.
They do get freaky.
Dun, dun, dun.
Was a dolphin with wide innocent eyes. We met him 7 years ago in an island paradise. He used to meet us at the shore and swim with us and laugh and show us caves and coral reefs and carry us like a raft. Daniel Dolphin was a real friend. More than he said. Smart as Daniel was, he used his heart before his pen. No one would believe he was as bright as what we said. No one knew he loved us. One day our grandpa was watching us play. It hurt him that we ran along and with him did not stay. And so he followed us along the sunny, sandy shore. He got so far behind us that he couldn't walk anymore. Dolphin was a real friend. He knew more than he said. Smart as Daniel was, he used his heart before his head. No one would believe he was as bright as what we said. No one knew he loved us. There were the young ones playing. There was the old one praying. Daniel took our grandpa all the way through the waves. They couldn't find him anywhere in the coral reefs or caves. But 3 days later, Daniel came, but they killed him angrily. But not before he brought to shore a tiny old brand new baby. Daniel Dolphin was a real friend. He knew more than he said. Smart as Daniel was, he used his heart before his head. No one would believe he was as bright as what we said. No one knew he loved us. No one knew he loved us. Thank you.
In San Francisco town there lived a whale. She ate pork chops by the pail, by the pillbox, by the suitcase, by the bathtub, by the schooner. Her name is Sarah and she's a peach, but you can't leave food within her reach. Nor nursemaids, nor Airedales, nor chocolate ice cream sodas. She eats a lot, but when she smiles, you can see her teeth for miles and miles, and her adenoids, and her spare ribs, and things too fierce to mention. Oh, what can you do in a case like that? What can you do but sit on your hat or your toothbrush or your grandmother or anything else that's helpless?
Now, we here at Cuckoo Bananas do not condone sitting on your grandmother or your toothbrush, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Believe it or not, we've got another song about a whale. Well, this song is called The Whale, and it's got a lot of low sort of sounds that could remind you of a whale, because whales are so big. And usually when we think of big things, we think of low sounds, and when we think of little things, we think of high sounds. So this is a song called The Whale by Paddy Kingsland from the album Soundhouse, music from the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. And then we have another song from the same album by a different guy named Dick Mills. And it's a beautiful, relaxing song called Seascape. But hey, this is Cuckoo Bananas. We're not going to stay relaxed for too long, so we'll follow it up with a song from the TV show Sigmund and the Sea Monsters.
Thank you.
Sea creatures. Ooh.
It's time for another segment of Cuckoo's News and Interviews.
Yes. That rhymes.
Yeah, thanks for noticing.
Yeah,
now, this episode is about the sea and sea animals. So, what's your favorite sea animal? Let's listen to what Birch has to say first.
Dolphin.
Dolphin? How come?
I don't know.
What do you like about dolphins?
Because you can get rides on them.
True. One of the few sea animals you can ride on.
Hmm.
How about you, Molly?
Seahorse.
What?
Seahorse.
Seahorse?
Yeah.
Because you can ride on them?
No, because they're really cute.
And they have a swirly tail.
Yeah.
That's true. That is pretty cute. Have you ever seen those ones that are camouflaged?
Yeah.
They look like seaweed?
No.
Yeah, it's really cool. They're kind of all frilled. And if
they
can hide in the seaweed if they have to.
Are they green?
If their predators are there.
Yeah.
Octopuses can do that too.
Yeah, have you ever seen that? An octopus changing color?
Yeah, in Dory.
Oh, you saw that in... Oh, yeah.
Octopuses have two arms and six legs, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa, this sounds
That'd
like
be
a
an easy
segment
joke.
For
How much
the Cuckoo's Science Corner. Wait.
Octopus.
Wait, are you telling a joke?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds like a good segue for the joke of the day. What's your joke?
How much tickles would an octopus need to laugh?
How many tickles would an octopus need to laugh?
Ooh, I know.
You know?
8.
Is that how much food they have?
No.
I mean hands.
No, they have 2 arms and 6 legs.
Then you just said it.
6. 6.
What? Oh.
What?
10 tickles.
10 tickles? Why 10? Oh! 10 tickles. 10 tickles. 10 tickles. That's pretty good.
You need all your fingers.
Because they have...
tentacles.
Because you have to go like tickle, tickle, tickle.
My favorite sea animal is a sea dragon.
I like those too.
What's a sea dragon?
Me too. I love them too.
They're similar to seahorses.
Okay.
But they have like kind of pieces of coral grown to their body.
Oh. And they're really cute. Yeah.
Well, maybe that's what I was talking about when I was talking about a frilly seahorse.
What's a frilly seahorse?
They can attach pieces of coral to their bodies to make bigger bodies.
Whoa, that's pretty cool. Okay, we've heard from everybody but you. What's your favorite sea animal?
A killing whale. That's called
killer
a
whale?
Killer whale.
A killer whale.
It doesn't actually kill people except for little goldfish.
Because
it eats them. Yeah.
And how come the killer whale is your favorite sea animal?
Because it kills fish and I don't like fish.
Oh. Jeez, why you always gotta get so dark?
Up next, we have a story about octopus. Ooh, sounds interesting, doesn't it? Story Corner.
Story time. Argyle the octopus lived in the sea. His skin was different than you and me. He had a beautiful pattern of orange and brown. It was very unique, like no other fish around. He loved to play and be a part of the team. But other sharks and fish were sometimes mean, so he covered himself with a spray of black ink and hid from other fish to be alone to think. He was different than most everyone. And fishes got scared and sometimes run. But Argyle wondered, what did they care about his bright colors and patterns and squares? Some said his color was a strange mistake. Others thought his skin looked really quite fake. But Argyle thought the truth wasn't that. His skin was a present from his mom and his dad. Little Argyle smiled with a happy grin because he was proud to wear his family's skin.
I flick up my tail and swim in the sea with haddock and plaice and dabs. I wriggle on rocks with my little legs, past lobsters and limpets and crabs. My name is Scampi, Scampi, that's me. I live on a hand in the sand by the sea. I flick up my tail and swim in the sea with haddock and plaice and dabs. I wriggle on rocks with my little legs, past lobsters and limpets and crabs. My name is Scampi, Scampi, that's me. I live on a hand in the sand by the sea.
くれくれたこらりんこ、なんでも星がるくれくれたこら、遠い海から来たこらさ、真っ赤に日焼け当ててと、なぜか木の上くりゃりんこ。望遠鏡で見る夢は、お空の星が欲しいのよ。 涙が出るほど欲しいのよ。くれよくれくれくれたこら、ダメよダメダメダメたこら、ずっこけくれくれくれくれたこら。
せすたこらさ上路で水浴び寒すせそうなぜか木の上クリアリンコ風に吹かれてみる夢はカエルのおへそが欲しいのよでんぐり返って欲しいのよくれんよくれくれくれたこらダメよダメダメダメたこらずっこけくれくれくれくれたこらかいじゅうなかまじゃゆうめいじんブランコブラブラブラやらはなぜかきのうえくりゃりんこ焦がれ焦がれてみる夢はでっかいお芋が欲しいのよしびれるほどに欲しいのよくれよくれくれくれたこらダメよダメダメダメたこらずっこけくれくれくれくれたこら
Hey, what do you think of that song?
Good.
Yeah, that song came from a TV show called Kure Kure Takura.
I thought you meant, like, what place?
Well, if you had to guess where that TV show came from, what would you guess?
Japan?
Yeah, Japan. That was a Japanese song, and that was a Japanese TV show. And in English, it's called Gimme Gimme Octopus. And the premise of the show is there's an octopus who always tries to take things and then always gets in trouble for it. And actually, before that, we heard another song from a TV show. What TV show was that from?
Finger Bobs. Finger Bobs.
Yeah, Finger Bobs, which was an English TV show. And we heard Scampi's theme. Scampi's one of the animals that was on this show. And what was special about this show, Rowan?
All of them were like puppets, sort of.
Yeah, like finger puppets, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's a mouse.
Turtle.
There's a seagull. And Scampi. And a Scampi is just a big shrimp or prawn. So we heard Scampi's theme. Now, let's go back to Kure Kure Takura for a second. One of the, some of the bad guys on that TV show are actually sea cucumbers.
That's funny.
Yeah, the sea cucumber gang are a group of bad guys on that TV show. And we actually have a great book here at home called A Little Book of Slime, and it has some facts about the sea cucumber. So why don't we do one more science corner?
Okay.
And Rowan's going to tell us some facts about the sea cucumber.
Okay. Sea cucumbers are soft, slow, slimy animals that are often found in large numbers in the sea, although they look very different. These boneless creatures are closely related to spiny, hard-shelled sea urchins. These slimy critters may not produce tons of slimy stuff, but what they do produce is some sticky, slimy, and some of it's poisonous. Some tiny crabs and fish are immune to the sea cucumber's poisonous slime and make their home inside its digestive system. That's kind of gross, but
ew. So little animals live in its stomach?
Yep.
So for the kids at home who can't see this picture, can you try and describe what this sea cucumber looks like?
Like lots of colors, lots of dots all over it, and mostly green, and it's sort of a spiny-looking top. And it looks like in the middle of the top, it has this a thing, and it says the small size of the mouth means that sea cucumbers eat only the tiniest food particles.
So I guess this part here is the sea cucumber's mouth.
Yeah.
It's got tentacles all around it.
Mm-hmm. So it's, it probably eats like, plankton or something.
Oh, yeah. That's a good guess. I think it goes along, it's kind of like a vacuum cleaner for the sea. It goes along the bottom of the seabed and eats tiny little bits of stuff.
That'd be helpful with SpongeBob and SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah, SpongeBob should have a sea cucumber for a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. Suck up plankton. No more evil mind.
Now, we only have time for a few more songs here. So what are we going to hear next?
Celia of the Seals, I Am the Walrus, the Beatles, and Bubbles.
Yeah, we're going to hear some 60s pop music. We're going to hear Donovan with Celia of the Seals and the Beatles. You ever heard of them?
Yep.
With a little song called I Am the Walrus. And then we're going to finish with a lovely little song called Bubbles by Vuolo and Grande from their library album called Desert. Well, thanks for another great show, Rowan. Anything you'd like to say to the kids on your way out?
Good luck with whatever you're doing next.
Should you wander this land to the north, and few seldom do, should you follow the song of the gull to enchanted western isles, coax a fisherman to take you out where the silky seals are seen, hear the stories that they tell about the maiden who is their queen, the maiden who is their queen. Celia of the Seals, she knows just how they feel. Celia of the Seals. Oi, yaranoi, yaranoi, oi, yaranoi, yaranoi. Seal hunters are not brave and bold, they murder her poor wee seals and cut off their skins to be sold. Cursed be he who deals. There's no reason for this slaughtering. They're left on the rocks to bleed. He's not a man who does this thing. It's a cruel and a heartless deed. A cruel and heartless deed. Celia of the Seals, she knows just how they feel. Celia of the Seals, Celia of the of the Seals, she knows just how they feel. Celia of the Seals, Celia of the Seals, Celia of the Seals. Oi, yaranoi, yaranoi, oi, yaranoi, yaranoi. Oh,
sky, see how they run. Boy, you've been a naughty girl. You let your knickers down. I am the Eggman. They are the Eggmen. I am the walrus. Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Thank you.
alternative.